This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
People say this a lot too, is usually cat people are like, yeah, I like dogs too, but I prefer cats. But dog people are like, I hate cats, they're so mean.
Oh, that's so true. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Spider Bites podcast. It's Spider and Ashley back again. How are you doing today, Ashley?
Good. It was actually, it was like really nice outside, so I spent a lot of time just sitting on the porch today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds very pleasant.
Yeah, it was nice because, you know, it likes to rain a lot. Like yesterday it rained.
Oh, did it?
I don't know. I've said it to people that I talk to, so I don't know if I've said it to you or not, but it has not gone a full week without raining at least once for months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and usually it's more than once a week, but it's been at least once a week for months.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. And that's why, like, the grass and stuff has been growing so quickly and, you know, like, it gets out of hand, especially, like, the houses are that either no one lives at or they're on vacation or whatever. It, like, just grows so fast. It's so hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then there's mud, and I don't like mud. But how have you been?
I've been doing okay. I think we actually have some rain rolling in tonight. I've been hearing some thunder over the past, like, 15, 20 minutes. So it might rain tonight. So I don't know. But it hasn't been too terribly hot lately, which is surprising to say we're not dead in the middle of summer, because summer just started, but June's almost over, and it's been uncharacteristically mild. And upon me saying that, I'm immediately regretting it, because I feel like I put it out in the universe, like, oh, it's not hot enough for you. Okay, I'm going to fix that, and I'm going to go outside tomorrow, and I'm going to melt.
That'll be your own fault.
Don't know when to keep my big mouth shut.
Well, it's like today it got up to like 81, I think, and it was actually really nice. I have no idea what it's supposed to be like tomorrow. I never know. I don't really check the weather until the day of before I get dressed. I'm like, I should see what it is so I should know what to put on.
Right.
But I don't really keep track of the weather. Like, people are like, oh, it's supposed to rain in 2 days. I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
So. Yeah, I'm normally pretty good about checking the weather in the morning before I leave. But today, I don't know what was on my mind, but I didn't check it until after I got to work. And I parked my car, and I'm like, oh, it's probably going to be a little bit warm, so let me crack the windows and all this other kind of stuff. So I just so happened to be walking into work, and I see somebody walking in with an umbrella. I'm like, is it supposed to rain today? And now, mind you, the building that I work in, the parking lot is like a good, I want to say maybe a quarter or a fifth of a mile away from the building. So it's a pretty good walk to get from the parking lot to the building. So when I sat down, I pulled out my phone and I looked at the weather, and it was like a 30% chance of rain at 3 o'clock. So I'm like, okay, so I could either walk all the way back to the car to roll up the windows and then come back, or Because I was going to be I got off at like 3:45. So I was like, maybe I'll
yeah,
just
that's
be,
not bad.
I'll be lucky enough to where if it is going to rain, it won't start raining until after I get off. So I just took my chances and hoped for the best. But luckily enough, it didn't rain. So everything was all right.
Oh, man, you got lucky then.
Yeah, I got real lucky.
That's like, it's just with rain, you never know. Like, it could be a 30% chance and then it rains, or it could be like a 80% chance that it doesn't.
Right.
It's just, I'll check the weather, but even if I check the weather every day, like, I look at the weather app on my phone to see what the temperature is, and then I still open my door and stick my hand out like, okay, but what does it feel like? So, doesn't really matter what I do. I always open the door just to check before I go anywhere, because I'm like, well, I don't know. I have no perception of like, oh, it's 70. Okay, but like, I don't know what that feels like.
70 can feel different. 70 can feel very different in different circumstances.
Exactly. Like, let's see what the temperature is right now, since we're talking about it. Because it's okay outside right now, but it's kind of chilly. It says it's 80, but feels like 77. But it's actually a little bit chillier because, well, this tells me there should be rain in an hour.
Ah.
Oh, God. This. Ah, line of thunderstorms.
That's always good. Fun.
So even though it's like high 70s or low 80s or whatever, it doesn't really feel like that because of the rain coming in. So that's why I always check, because I never know.
Yeah.
I have no perception of anything. It's like my brother. He has no perception of time. He might be better now, but like a year or so ago, he would be like, oh, I've only been on for like 20 minutes. I was like, you've been on for like an hour. Or he's like, you've been taking 2 hours. And it's like, it's been like maybe an hour. Like, calm down. He just over-exaggerated time or underestimated time. He's just not good at figuring out anything. And he's only, he was born in 2009. However old that makes him. I don't know time. I can't do math. That's why Maddie always gets mad at me. Because she's 10 years younger than me. So I should be able to easily figure out how old she is. But I always know how old Alyssa is. But she's 8 years younger than me. And that's like a weird time.
Yeah.
So Maddie's always like, how do you never know? Like, I don't know. I'm sorry. But, man, well, completely not talking about any of that.
Right.
Today I kind of have, I don't know if you'd call it a game, but it's not really like a topic either. I want to know, I'll give you two options and ask you which one you prefer. And okay. I'll answer too, obviously. So the first one. Do you prefer coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Me too. I like tea, but I like coffee better.
I'll drink tea, like, rarely on occasion. And it's probably because I don't have any coffee. Because I think, like, right now, because I have, like, the K-Cup machine. I think I only have, like, two cups left in my box. And I have, like, two boxes of tea. So I'll probably be drinking tea in the next few days before I actually go to the grocery store.
See, I have coffee and tea, but I don't always drink something. Like, you know how some people have to have, like, their morning coffee or their tea when they get home from work or whatever? Most days I don't have either. But if I'm at home, usually I will make tea. But if I'm out somewhere, I'll get coffee.
Yeah.
But I prefer the taste of coffee. All right. Cats or dogs?
Dogs. And I only say dogs because I have never spent any extended period of time with cats. So I'm biased. Well, I'll admit I am biased.
I guess, yeah, I guess in a way I'm biased too, because I would say cats, but I've had cats literally my entire life, and I've only had dogs since, I forget when we got Chewy, I think it was like 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already in high school. And then they're just, Chewy's good, but the other dogs are kind of a mess. Well, Dusty's good too, but Ebony and Love are not. And they just, I don't know. I definitely like my cats better, and they can be, you know, a mess too, but I don't know. There's just something, I like cats better. Dogs are okay. Like, I don't, people say this a lot too, is usually cat people are like, yeah, I like dogs too, but I prefer cats. But dog people are like, I hate cats. They're so mean.
Oh, that's so true.
But yeah, so I like dogs. I just don't, when it comes to owning one myself, I would prefer a cat.
Yeah.
But other people's dogs, I'm perfectly fine with. Summer or winter?
Winter, without a doubt.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you live in the south.
Exactly. I hate the heat. I was just having that same conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I was just like, I hate the heat. I would gladly give it all away if I could convince my job to relocate me to, like, Canada or something where it's cold a lot. Then I'd probably be miserable after, like, the first winter, but I'd be happy for a little while.
Yeah, winter can be okay. Like, I like the snow, but it just lasts too long.
Yeah,
it gets to a point where you're like, all right, I'm over it. I want the warm weather back. Yeah, I prefer summer, but like, the snow's pretty.
Yeah,
it just gets, it's annoying, and then you gotta shovel it, and then there's ice, and yeah, but then sometimes you get snow days.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's always nice. It was always nice to wake up as a kid and be like, oh, school's closed. Be like, okay, good night.
Our days when school was canceled because of the weather, it was always because it was like either a hurricane was about to hit us or it was flooding. So not as much of a reason to celebrate. More like a...
No, our...
More like a wake up, get your stuff because we have to evacuate the city.
Yeah, I was just like, all right, time to go back to sleep, and then later we could go play out in the snow.
Right.
All right, what about spring or fall?
I'll go with fall. Fall is football time. That's what I equate it to. The start of football season.
I like fall better. I like being able to wear, like, sweaters and things.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is kind of, one day it could be too warm, one day it can't be, and then usually spring is where all the rain comes in, and I don't mind rain, but I just don't like mud. But then that's just carried over into the summer this year, so that doesn't really work, but
yeah.
Yeah. I like the fall. Plus the spring actually messes with my allergies more than the fall does usually.
Yeah, then that's definitely a reason to not want it.
Lakes or the ocean?
I would probably say the ocean. I've actually only been to one lake. No, that's not true. I've only been swimming in one lake. Because I've been to Lake Pontchartrain here in New Orleans plenty of times. But it's not really, for the majority of it, it's not really a lake that you can kind of go into. It's like really a place that people go to fish and stuff. But when I was visiting my brother in Texas, we went down to, I think it was called Lake Belton. And we all went down there and just like hung out and swam in the lake and stuff. That was pretty fun. But I guess I just have more beach times and more times in the ocean and stuff. So for me, yeah, I'd probably say ocean.
I gotta say lake because, well, we go up, you know, to the one lake every year. And I've never actually, like, I've never seen the ocean. And I really want to, but I've just never gone. Like, the closest I've come is when we went to D.C. in eighth grade, like, for a field trip. But, yeah, I've never been to the ocean. And I'd be scared, but I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm already scared enough of lakes. All right. Sandals or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes. Even though it's like always super hot down here, my feet don't really get hot like talking about it. And I don't know, I've always rather preferred to wear tennis shoes than sandals.
Oh, Smokey, shush it. I prefer tennis shoes. Like, I would like to wear sandals more, but usually, especially like flip-flops and things, they just aren't as comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer to just wear the tennis shoes because they're just, you know, they're just easier to put on. Well, not easier to put on, but I don't know. They're just more comfortable compared to the flip-flops that I have anyway.
Yeah.
So I usually, if I'm up north, then I'll just put on the flip-flops. But if I'm, especially if I'm going to walk places, then I put on tennis shoes. Movies or TV shows?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think I would go with, I think I'll go with movies.
Hmm.
I think the, I guess thinking of it in a standard TV show format, like you watch the TV show when it comes on and it's like on a weekly basis. I think I'll go with movies because you get the whole story all at once, you know, rather than watching a TV show, having to deal with commercials. Then the episode ends, it's like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And I got to wait a whole week, you know, especially if it's like a really good show that keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's like, now I have to wait 7 days before I can, you know, watch the next one before I know what's going on.
So yeah, that makes sense.
I think I would go with movies.
Oh, Smokey. He didn't make it up on the table.
Aw, I heard the thud.
That was him trying to jump up and not. He barely got it off the floor. I would prefer TV shows because when it comes to me, I kind of see movies as more like a thing that you do with other people. So I don't really like to watch movies alone, but I don't mind watching TV shows alone. Because most, you know, like every TV show I watch alone, but I usually only watch movies if I'm hanging out with my friends.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's fair.
Yeah, so say TV shows. Anime or manga?
I don't think I've ever read a manga.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, you should read manga.
So I would, just based on my lack of experience, I think I would just have to go with anime.
Hmm. Yeah. I like reading the manga, and I like that it has, like, it continues the story more. Like, you get more information, especially when it comes to like, well, if you watch the sub, it's better translation wise because they can fit more in, but when it's the dub, they have to fit it to what they're saying, so sometimes some things are a little, they're not quite the same. But usually, especially because anime is usually only like 20 minutes per episode, I would prefer anime just because it's easier for me to sit down and watch that rather than sit down and, especially because it takes me a while to read, so sit down and read manga. But If I have the time, I'll read it, but I'd prefer the anime.
Yeah.
All right, this one's a little more not as generic.
Okay.
Off topic or the RT podcast?
Because I like them both for different reasons. but I will say that I would more consistently listen to the off-topic podcast than the RT podcast. So I think I'll have to go off-topic.
I definitely watch off-topic more. I would say off-topic because I used to watch the RT podcast before they made off-topic, but really ever since they've made off-topic, I've only watched that. I'm not sure why. I guess just because in general, when it comes to like Rooster Teeth content, I mostly only watch Achievement Hunter. So it's kind of, they've got more people that I know and like rather than, like, I mean, the ones who are on the RT podcast are the ones who are usually on there, so I know them, but yeah, I don't know. I like off topic more. I think there's more chaos to it too, and it's a little more entertaining to watch, yeah, in my opinion. Okay, do you know, like, do you like Zelda games? Do you know about them?
This just goes to show how old I am. When I was a kid, my mom bought a Game Boy for herself. Not even for us. But the first game that she brought on the original Game Boy was a Zelda game. I don't even remember which Zelda it was. But I think that was the only Zelda game that I've ever really played. And then I never played it to completion or really progressed in the story at all. I don't remember much about it. But yeah, I don't think I've really played any other Zelda games.
All right, this is why I had a few others for the last question, just in case. All right, so never mind about Zelda then.
Okay.
Would you prefer music with or without words?
Wait, you cut out a little bit. Say that one more time.
Music with or without words?
With words.
Yeah, me too. I like ones without words, but I like to sing along.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Just something about being able to sing along with the lyrics.
Yeah, and like you can hum along to the ones that don't have lyrics, but it's just not quite the same.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's all I got.
Okay, well, that was cool. Well,
yeah, I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I feel like that's kind of stuff that we never really talked about before.
Yeah.
So we're still learning.
And I came up with them all about half an hour ago.
But, so I have a question for you. What do you do, or I guess I should say, how do you handle, or how do you respond to someone telling you a story that's obviously fabricated? Like, you can very obviously tell us that what they're telling you is clearly made up. And if you can remember, what's one of the craziest made up stories that you've heard told to you?
Man, I have to think. I'm trying to think of if I've ever even had anything like that. Because throughout my life, I haven't really had, a ton of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have too many different experiences. I can't even think of anything like that where it's like someone telling you that you know is a lie. I can't even think of anything. I'm sure there's something, I just can't think of it. I also have a terrible memory, so.
Well, I'll tell you why I was asking how I came up with this question. So, with my job, during the summer, they have this, they call it a summer internship program, but it's not like the students that they have coming to the office, it's not like they're really doing any work. They're kind of just touring the building, talking to different people, seeing what they do in their different capacities and everything. And then I think at the end of the program, they have to like write up a report or something. So over the past couple of weeks, we've had a few different group of high school students come in, you know, sit in our area. They talk to us for a little bit and then they get ushered off to go sit with somebody else. So today there were two young men that came and sat with us. And so we talked to them for, I want to say a couple hours, but one of them was really kind of quiet and reserved. And the other was like the exact opposite. He was just like full of, I won't say full of energy because he said he had to work last night. And so he got no sleep because he had to work overnight and then get up and come to the internship. So he was drinking like 3 cups of coffee, but he was real conversational. And so we were talking about, he was saying that he wanted to get into like video game design and stuff like that. And he was talking about, he was helping to design a video game. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty cool. You know, a high school student already getting into video game design. And so he's sitting on the side of me and I'm kind of turned away from him because I was like doing some work, but he was talking to my other coworkers. So I'm listening to what he's saying. And he's telling one of my coworkers, he told her that because I want to say he was 16, he was going into his junior year, and he was saying that he has a tattoo, like a sleeve tattoo on his arm. But it's one of those tattoos to where it can only be seen under a black light. And so, and I'm listening to that, because he was saying that it was like a rite of passage for everybody in his family, that they could either choose the design that they wanted their tattoo, or they could choose the body part where they get the tattoo. So he said that he chose the design, and so it was told to him that he had to get it on his left arm. So I'm like picking up pieces of the story, and so I kind of turn my chair a little bit, and I'm looking at his arm, and I'm like, it looks pretty bare. But I don't know how black light tattoos work. So maybe he does have a sleeve that I can't see right now. So I turned back around him, didn't think of anything of it. And so they started, you know, getting into other random conversation stuff. And so he was talking about how he is one of, I think, 9 children. And he was saying that he, we got on a topic of like pets and animals and stuff like that. And so he said that he had a snake, which is believable. It's fine. He said he's had dogs, he's had cats, he's had rabbits, all fine. Then he said he had wolves. And I'm like, did he just say wolves? He said wolves, not a wolf, wolves. He said he had 2 wolves. And so I'm like, okay. He said their names were Stark and Hella. And so he went into this whole story about, yeah, their parents kind of the parents kind of abandoned the wolves. And my coworker, she said, well, I thought wolves were like pack animals. And he would say, well, you know, they were kind of like the runts of the litter, so they kind of abandoned them and they left them. But I mean, we kind of killed their parents, but and so my coworker, she stopped him. She was like, wait, what do you mean you kind of killed them? And it was like, oh, well, we were out hunting, so we darted them. And she was like, well, what does that mean? And he was like, oh, well, we shot them with trink darts. And we were like, oh, we were practicing. And he started going on. She was like, well, wait, well, what happened to the parents? And he was like, oh, well, I mean, like I said, we darted them. And she was like, okay, yeah, you darted them, you trink them, but what happened to them? And he was like, oh, well, I don't know, we left. So they might be okay, or they might not. That's why I was saying we kind of killed them. It's like, that's not something that you say. You can't say yet you tranquilized an animal, and then you left, and like, oh, well, they might be okay. I don't really know. And then, so you trank the wolves, you take their children, and then you decide to raise them on your own? So I'm like, okay. So getting a little bit more and more unbelievable. So he continues on with this story, and he's like, yeah, my dad gave me, like, a very memorable birthday gift for my 15th birthday. And we're like, oh, well, what'd he give you? He said, well, on the day of my 15th birthday, my dad took me out into the woods, and he told me that I had to survive in the woods for 3 days. And so,
happy birthday.
Right. So he said he dropped him off in the woods and his dad just left him. And so at that point, I'm like, okay, either this kid has a very unique childhood, or he's so full of it that he doesn't even realize it. So he kept talking about that, and then one of the other supervisors from another section, she came over and she was like, oh, you know, if you guys are done with them, we're going to go take them, you know, over to our section. They're like, okay, yeah, you can have them. Go ahead and have fun with that.
He survived in the woods for 3 days. He's got wolves.
Right. And so later in the day, my coworker, she turned around and she was like, oh, are the interns still over there? I was like, I don't think so. I think they're probably like gone to some other part of the building. And she was like, okay. Because I was just wondering. It's like, what was he talking about with his wolves? I was like, I know. I didn't want to say anything, but I just felt like it was kind of unbelievable. But I don't know. And then you don't want to ask, like, you know, do you have proof? Do you have pictures? I should have asked if he had pictures of the wolves. Because, you know,
yeah, high school is like, oh, that's cool. You got some pictures?
Yeah, high school is all about social media and stuff. I didn't even think about it.
I mean, if you would have said no to that, then I would have been like, okay.
Like, yeah. Because if you have wolves, you're going to take pictures of your wolves.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be all over, like, Instagram, Snapchat. Like, you're going to have pictures. Like, anybody who has animals, there's plenty of pictures of theirs, but especially if you got something like wolf.
Right. And then I think he also said something about, because my coworker, she was, I don't even know how they got on the subject, but she brought up, do you know what haggis is?
Mm-mm.
So I think it's like a dish in Scotland or Ireland, one of the two, where I think it's like, it's a sheep's stomach, but they cook it with the intestines in the inside, and so they eat that, or it's prepared some kind of way. So she was talking about that, and then so he was saying, he was like, oh, well, yeah, I know, like, in Sweden or the Netherlands or something, he was saying that one of their delicacies is that they cook an entire sheep's head, and then they eat the sheep's head. And he was like, yeah, when we went to, you know, wherever, what country they were in, he's like, yeah, when we went there, we ate sheep's head. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's also very interesting.
this guy. He's only 16.
Yeah. And so, and the whole sheep's head story came like a little bit earlier in the conversation. So I'm not one to judge because, you know, some people are, you know, they have like a military, they come from a military family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his parents might have been active duty. So he might have been like traveling around the world at a young age. So, you know, I'm not going to question that. That's a very distinct possibility. But yeah, when he got to the wolves and being stuck out in the woods for 3 days on his 15th birthday, I was like, okay, this kid is, he's kind of stretching it.
He's really seeing how far he could play. Yeah, I don't really meet a lot of interesting people, but I think just the most I've got when it comes to, like, blatant lying is just someone that I know who's like, yeah, I quit smoking, and then obviously did not. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you did. Good job. But I think that's all I got. That's all I could think of. Because that, like, was the perfect story, but I have nothing like that.
It's just a very rare occasion, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, if you have a job where you talk to a lot of people, but I don't really, because I mostly just work with kids. So, like, yeah. I'll talk to their parents for, like, a second. That's about it. But when you get stories from kids, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. Kids say ridiculous stuff.
Like, one time, a little girl, she's like, oh, my mom likes wine. And you're like, oh, that's fine. But she's like, yeah, my mommy likes wine for breakfast. Like,
I'm sure.
I hope not.
I'm sure your mom doesn't want you to go around telling people that.
That. And then, like, today at the bank, there was this little girl who was talking to the woman behind me. And she was like, I was tuned out a little bit because I was in the middle of doing my transaction. I tuned in right at the last little bit. And her mom's like, no, I said I wouldn't leave you in the car. Not that I would. She's like, don't try and leave things out like that. You're going to get me in trouble. I don't know exactly what she said, but apparently implied that her mom left her in the car, was going to leave her in the car.
Yeah.
She's like, don't do that.
She's like, yeah, don't go around telling people that. That's a quick way to get your mom monitored and somebody's going to be watching me.
But little kids are just funny.
Yeah.
They just have no concept of anything. And it's just like, yeah, or no filter either. So it's just, this is what I believe, or this is what happens. And parents are like, no, shh. That's all I got. Just kids.
Yeah.
But I want to meet someone interesting like that 16-year-old you met.
Just to hear the kind of crazy stuff that they come up with.
Like, yeah, really? Tell me more. What else you got?
That's so interesting.
Man, I want to meet this kid.
I wouldn't be surprised, like, if he disappeared and I'd never see him again. He's like a figment of my imagination or something.
You just collectively all just something. There's a gas leak or something. He wasn't real.
A collective hallucination.
Like, I know you can have exotic animals, especially if, like, the way he was telling it, they just got him from the wild. But, you know, like my uncle, he has a lot of exotic animals.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I don't know. And my uncle goes through the proper channels. He doesn't just go out to the woods and be like, oh, wolf family, let's trank the parents and steal the kids.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. But maybe, I don't, are there wolves down there even?
They are, they're coyotes. I know that. I don't think there are any wolves. At least not down in southeastern Louisiana. I mean, it could be completely honest. We don't really have, like, a lot of woods, per se. So, I don't know if this was, like, before.
Somewhere else?
Yeah, somewhere else before he moved here. I don't know. I normally have a curious nature, and I generally try to ask questions to get to the bottom of things. But I think I was just kind of done, and I was just like, I don't think any of this is true at all, and I don't want to entertain it to try to find out more.
That's where you do what your coworker is doing. Like, no, but what happened to the parents?
Right.
Okay, but, like, elaborate.
She was like, wait. Like,
oh, no, you're know,
like, yeah, I know you say you tranked them, but what happened to them?
Oh, I don't know.
So they're like, oh, well, we left them. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they're kind of dead. I don't know. Like, man, I don't even think, like, I don't know where wolves even would be. Like, I know there's some, you know, like, more north, but, like, even down here there wouldn't be any. I saw an article before that said they were airlifting wolves into, I don't remember where, like, one of the islands. in Michigan, like Isle Royale or something like that. I don't remember. To try and help get rid of moose or something like that because there were too many. Mm-hmm. So somewhere up there. That's more like the UP. I've never been up there, but. And then I know sometimes there could be like mountain lions that kind of, again, that's more usually the UP, but sometimes they wander down and they're more up in northern Michigan, but I don't think they're up this far down. So
yeah,
that guy must have been like really like somewhere in the north United States or Canada or something.
Something. Who knows? For all I know, it could have been just like a weekend trip or something, and it just brings some wolves back home.
They just stole wolves, and they're like, I'm going to take these home. Well, they were hunting. Like, where? I guess you want hunting trips? Do you? Man, I have a lot of questions.
If you see... I'm like, look, I have a friend. I told her about your story. She has some questions.
Can I make a list? It's like, have you just hand it to him?
Okay, approach him with a notebook. Okay, question one. Where were you?
Like you're doing like an interview, just like write down all his answers and be like, all right, next. Man, if you ever see him again, you gotta ask for wolf pictures.
Yeah.
And if he says no, there you go, there's your answer.
Yeah.
Because who knows, man? Some people, I don't know.
If he actually produces some pictures of him with wolves, I would be floored.
Yeah. It has to be him with wolves, not just wolves.
Right. He just goes to the internet and just downloads some pictures of some wolves. Like, yeah, here they are right here.
Honestly, even pictures of him with wolves could be, more than likely it's not, but you know, they have sanctuaries like that where you can go, and usually I think it's just caretakers, but I think like maybe other people can go in there and like be like, hey, wolves, what's up? But so even that could be a little sketch, but right. That's still way more believable.
I need pictures of him with the wolves in his house.
Like, is that even legal?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
To any of our listeners, if you know if it's legal or not to have wolves in your home, please let us know.
Because I know with like certain animals that my uncle has, like you have to get licenses and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, people who have like big cat sanctuaries and whatever have to do certain things. So I feel like it's probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man. This guy. I mean, if it's all true, he'd be real cool.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, he did kind of maybe kill the parents, so that's not really too cool. I guess he did just kind of steal kids. Never mind, he's not cool.
Right. He just made an orphan out of these two wolves.
Like, I guess it also depends. Like, maybe his story's real sketch, because maybe he was like 5 when it happened, so he's like, I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But if it was, like, when he was, like, 14, it's like, you're 16, you should know.
Right.
You should be like, I don't know. I don't know. I have so many questions for this dude. Well, hopefully, if he ever tells that story to someone else, they ask him more questions. So either he could be caught in a lie or he could produce proof.
Right.
I also don't know how those like blacklight tattoos work either.
Yeah, that's
I guess those are cool, but also kind of pointless, because most people don't just have a blacklight. It's like, I mean, if you're gonna go through the pain and like get something permanent on your body, like I get you might show all the time, but then get it somewhere you can easily cover it up with like a shirt or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's like, I don't know. Why get it? Like, most people don't have a black light. And then it's like, I have a tattoo, I swear, but like we have to go to a very specific place so I can show you with this black light.
I mean, unless you're
they're cool in theory.
Unless you're spending a lot of time going to raves and nightclubs and stuff, I guess.
But yeah, that'd be cool then.
I don't think there are a lot of teenage raves. Maybe I might be out of the loop and be mistaken. I don't know.
Don't know. Man, I don't even know any in general.
I can't tell you the last time I've been inside a nightclub.
I've, like, never been to... Like, the only thing I've ever been to... I've been to two bars. And one was only, like, a real bar. Maybe the other one was a real bar, but it's, like, kind of also a restaurant and kind of a place where, like, teenagers and stuff could hang out, too.
Yeah.
But the other one I went to was legit, like, you got carded at the door.
Oh, okay.
But those are the only two I've been to. I've never been to a club or anything like that. So. Remember, I don't get out much, and where I live, there's not much going on here.
Yeah, it's completely understandable.
But who knows? Maybe we're just out of the loop.
I would not doubt that for a second. I know for sure I'm out of the loop.
Well, yeah. There's... I don't know. Teenagers are so interesting.
That they are.
Like, even just my sister, she's gonna be 15 in July, so it's coming up. And, like, I don't know, it's just the weirdest thing of, like, her and her friends. She's like, why? Like, they're not that much younger than me. Only, like, 8 years.
Yeah.
It's just so different. I don't know. It's just, teenagers are weird. That's all I got. If that 16-year-old is anything to go by.
Yeah, if he's a good barometer for the next generation. Got some weird people coming up.
This has nothing to do with anything, but just one time, I wasn't there because it was over at my parents' house, but my sister had some friends over, and you know how we have Chewy and Ebony, which is our dogs, and then Love, and then Dusty, and like Chewy and Ebony could be together, but Dusty and Love have to be separated, so it's like in, you know, every couple hours they get switched as to what dogs are out, and one of Alyssa's friends said something about like, this is great. Like, it's just like being at the Humane Society. Every few hours, there's a new dog.
Okay.
It's just really funny. I don't know. It's like, yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know. Why not? It's not wolves.
No, it's not wolves. I think that younger people are growing up with less of a filter than probably we had when we were growing up because of like social media influencer culture. Because everyone's vlogging and everyone's going live and everyone's streaming. So you have this constant stream of conversation because, you know, you can't just do something and not try to be entertaining while you're doing it. So it's like they just want to fill the void with something. And so they just say whatever is on their mind.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense. You also could think it could go the other way because everything is, you know, recorded and put out there, where then suddenly, like, you know how when you're younger or whatever, and you might say some dumb things or do some dumb things, or, you know, and like, it's fine, you're over it, it's years later, you're a different person, you learn. But nowadays everything's on the internet, so it doesn't matter if you learn now, people go dig up stuff you did before.
Yeah.
So you should think people should be more careful, but it is hard, like, I know, for younger kids, especially when you think a certain way and then as you get older and you realize, wow, that's not right or that's not good, and you change your way of thinking.
Yeah.
But now you're held accountable for something you thought when you were like 12, where it's like, but I'm not like that anymore.
Right.
So yeah, now it's, I guess, yeah, people do. It's just kids being kids, I think, is all it is. But now it's just put out there, so everyone knows it.
Yeah, and then part of it is kids being kids. But I remember I read an article either earlier this week or close to the end of last week. There was a kid who was, I want to say he was a student at either Parkland or Stonewall Douglas. It was a school that was involved, and it was in the news for, they had a school shooting. And he was one of the students that survived the school shooting. And so this was some years ago. And so now he was getting ready to go to college. He was accepted into Harvard. And someone had went back to his, it wasn't even really social media. It was a Google document that he was on with his classmates. They were doing some kind of project or something. And it was like a lot of like racial slurs in the document. And somebody had saved all of that. And so now, years later, it all came back. Like, I don't even know exactly why it all came back up, but it all came to light. And so he was like a big proponent of gun rights. And so he wound up giving a speech at like an NRA convention. He ended up going to the White House and talking to the president. And it's like he, I guess, was kind of a prolific person. But then once all of this came out, Harvard rescinded their offer to him. And so it's like now his life is not necessarily destroyed, but it's kind of upended because he had plans to go to Harvard. He was, he turned down all the other acceptances that he got from other universities so he could go to Harvard. But because this came up now, what's he going to do? And so now there's a stigma attached to him to where he may not get accepted in any school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely something that younger people need to be mindful of. Is like, if you know better and you're in a situation to where these kind of things present itself, like, think about what you're saying before you type it. And I mean, it's one thing if like you know, if you have those thoughts in your head and you're talking to somebody and you're having a conversation and you say it, then that's kind of like, oh, you know, brain to mouth filter, you know, kind of little lapse in judgment. You said it. Not that it excuses it, but it's a little less permanent when it's said than when you're typing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, especially, it's one thing where obviously if you did or said something and then you still feel that way, then yeah. But like, especially if you've changed, like if you've learned and grown and then you're still held accountable for what you did before. And it's like, it's like, what do you do then?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like people, it is harder when you're younger though. Cause when you're younger, you do want like recognition and, you know, like just to be acknowledged and, you know, whatever. So you might just post whatever online, but yeah, because kids need to learn to not do that, not right. Post everything and, you know, think before they post. But yeah, I know it is harder for kids because they don't think. But yeah, I don't know. Social media is something else.
It is. It definitely is.
It's really something that is both a good and a bad thing.
Right. It's very helpful for, you know, informational purposes and keeping in touch with people. But when you have a lot of, I'll say idiots, for lack of a better term. Well, I won't say idiots. When you have a lot of people saying idiotic things, it tends to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah. Man. What a time. This generation, new kids and all that is.
But something that's not idiotic is subscribing to the Spider Bites podcast.
And you can good segue.
And you can easily do that by searching for us on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify. Just search Spider Bites Podcast, BYTES, and you can easily subscribe to the show to stay up to date whenever we post a new episode. And you can leave us a rating or a review and let us know what you think about the podcast. You can let us know something that you like about it, something that you think we can improve. And when you leave us ratings, then that actually helps us be more visible on the podcast streaming service algorithms, however they calculate that, just so that if there's someone who's looking for a new podcast to listen to, we are more likely to show up in the charts the more ratings we get. If you want to ask us a question, if you want to interact with us, you can easily do that. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link on our page. You can click that and ask us questions, send us stories. You can tell us your views on youth culture and social media today. I don't know. But if you don't want to use Tumblr, if you have another form of social media, you can find us on Facebook at Spider Bites Podcast, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Or if you don't have any social media at all, you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Again, it's easy. Ask us anything, any kind of questions, share any kind of story you want to share. And if you want to, or if you don't want to subscribe, or you don't want to use any kind of podcast streaming services or anything like that, you can go to our website and find out all of our episodes there, which is spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can listen to it right from your browser and pick any episode that you want to, and it'll be all there. If you want to get in touch with myself or Ashley individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show. And you can just click on one of those and you can just send us a message. So that was like, I don't know, it was like a shift in the conversation. It was like, oh, crazy story. And then it just like shifted into serious all of a sudden.
Because then we're like, yeah, kids. Man, kids. That's all it was.
It really was.
Like, yeah, kids are funny, and then, man, you know?
Like, yeah, kids are something else. I'm like, yeah, kids are something else.
Kids really are something else. But, yeah, I mean, you know, why not? We do that a lot. We're not really good at, like, keeping one mood. We're kind of like, this is fine. Maybe not.
Yeah.
That's fine. I mean, that's how conversations go, right?
Right. Touch on all aspects of the subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we definitely did that.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Oh, well. I don't want to think about kids.
Yeah, you're on summer vacation. You shouldn't have to worry about kids for now.
I shouldn't, but I'm still babysitting. But he's only in, like, he's going into first grade, so, yeah. I mean, he's not a teenager yet.
No. So you don't have to worry about teenage antics. But if he ever comes to you talking about he found a wolf, then you might have to worry about something.
Might have to. I mean, then it'll be great, because then I'll have something to talk about for crazy stories on the podcast.
Hey, bring it all back around.
Maybe I need to start talking to more teenagers. That sounds weird. Never mind. I don't want to talk to teenagers. No, I don't want to be around.
I don't think you want to do that. But to all our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you. We love you so much. And we will see you all next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.